Career Doctors. My name is Barbara Jackson. I'll be your host, and I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Lee Miller, and glad to be here.
And we're your Career Doctors. So this is a new show, and let us tell you what your Career Doctors is all about. First and most importantly, it's about taking control of your career.
We're going to be providing you with information and contacts so that you will be able to take control of your career.
We're going to provide you with all of the knowledge that you'll need in terms of this, the how to do it part of your career. You know, we know that you're the only person who can go to school and actually get the kind of book knowledge that you need. But at Your Career Doctors, what we're here for is to provide you with a systematic way of approaching your career, sort of step-by-step how-to-do-it advice.
The practical knowledge that you need to take control of your career. We're also here to give you support, because one of the things that we all need in terms of our careers is support.
And then we're going to build a community of other people who, like you, are looking for a career. They're looking for how to build a career, how to combine the right job so that they just don't have a series of jobs, but they really have a career. And there's a community of people out there looking for the same thing you're looking for.
And we're going to give you the tools to do that. We're going to teach you how to interview, how to network, how to ask for a raise, how to get the kind of salaries that you want, how to get that promotion, the very specific tools, the best that's out there.
And we're going to provide you with a methodology for getting those tools. So, for example, if you go to our website, yourcareerdoctors.com, you'll find that one of our partners is Macau Corporation. Macau Corporation is a fabulous provider of online or virtual learning content. And the content that it provides are the skills that you need in your career or in accessing your career, like interviewing skills. Another partner that you'll find on our website is ReadyMinds. ReadyMinds provides you with all the tools and one-on-one coaching that you need when you're in the middle of your job search. So we're not just going to tell you what the tools are. We're going to give you a pathway to get to them and hopefully some discounts so that you can afford to buy them.
Yeah, we'll negotiate you some good discounts. Don't worry about that. But really what this show is all about is it's all about you. That's our goal, to help you take control of your careers.
So what can you expect on this show? Well, first off, we're going to have a weekly theme. This week the theme is
Taking control of your career.
What a shock. But that'll change every week. Next week, we're going to talk about networking and how important that is. And we'll have interviews with experts.
Yeah, we'll have lots of authors. We have access to some of the best minds, people who know about careers, know about job changing, know about negotiating. That we'll find the best that are out there, and we'll bring them to you. We'll bring heads of human resources to the show. We're going to bring people who have expertise in specific types of jobs if you want to learn about certain types of careers. We'll bring in people who've actually changed jobs.
We'll have review of tools, like we said before. We'll have websites. What are the best job search websites? What you should look out for? Do they charge? Do they not charge?
We'll get you the best books on finding jobs, getting a raise, networking, interviewing, and a variety of other career-related topics.
And we'll review some workshops that might be out there.
Our focus is going to be on what's new and what's best.
The other thing that we have is we do have a website. We have a website called Your Career Doctors with an S, yourcareerdoctors.com. And on that website, you're going to find a lot of different tools and a lot of access and some coupons to the tools. And you'll find a blog. Now, for those of you that may not be Internet savvy, a blog is something that we're all going to learn to live with a lot more than we have in the past. It's sort of shorthand for web log.
Many of your children are going to actually have weblogs like my kids do.
But our blogs are going to deal with the art of finding the perfect career for yourself, the art of finding a job that you love. And so we'll ask experts to come in and give their opinion or give their tips in how to do it. And you'll be able to respond through our community network. There's one person who's going to be writing a blog. Should we talk about this now, Lee?
Sure. Why not?
We're going to be running a contest. Actually, we're going to be running a job application contest.
Oh, this is my favorite. This is what we call reality radio job search.
So for your career job search 2005, we're looking for the perfect candidate who wants to find their perfect job.
And we're going to Job Seeker of the Year.
Job Seeker of the Year. And if you get this job, what you'll be able to do is access a vast array of tools and experts to help you in your real job search. So you may already have a job and you may be looking to change the type of career that you're in. You may be unhappy in the job that you have, or you may be re-entering the workforce, or maybe you're just getting out of school in June. What we're going to do is we're going to make available our expertise as career coaches and career counselors, that of all of our various partners, and the package of tools that you'll have access to is a pretty extensive one. You'll be able to take assessments and get one-on-one counseling.
The value of this coaching and assessments and help that you're going to get, plus the help of all our listeners as well, right?
Exactly. But you have to interview for it. So if you go to our website, yourcareerdoctors.com, starting on November 1st, you can fill out a job application. Lee and I are going to select the candidates on December 1st, and we'll announce them on the first radio show after that. And that person will have a blog as well. So every other week or so, there'll be a new entry of how our job seekers doing in their job search. And like with many other job searches, it may take a while to find the job that they're looking for and are going to be happy in and with.
Right, and they may already be in a job. You don't have to be unemployed to be our job seeker of the year. You could be in a job seeking a different job, a better job, something that's going to make you happy, something that's going to fulfill you.
And so you'll find the job description for our Job Seeker of the Year on our website. You'll find the application process, and you'll find also a list of criteria that we'll be using to choose our candidate. So go there after November 1st to fill out the job application. But be willing to do a little bit of work. First, you have to be willing to actually look for the job yourself and take control of your career. And you have to be willing to be our co-host from time to time, and also to write a weblog of your job-seeking experiences.
The other thing we'll be having on our website is a place for you to ask questions. Because remember, this show is all about you and your career. So
right.
We want and we encourage you to write in with your questions. And if we can't answer them, we'll bring in the experts who can.
Who can. And that's really what our show is all about and what's in it for you. So you should listen to this show whether you have a job or whether you're looking for a job. Because one of the things that Lee and I know as experts in the field is that the days of signing on after you get out of school and staying in a particular company or organization for 20 years or long gone, each of us have had I don't know how many jobs, and Lee has had three careers, Lee.
Yeah, I've had three careers. Unlike my dad, who was in the same job for 50 years, I've had, you know, I'm a little bit younger, I've had three different careers and dozens of jobs. I started as a lawyer. I was a corporate executive, the head of HR in four different companies. And since then, I've been an entrepreneur running my own company, negotiationplus.com. And actually, and Barbara, you've had several jobs. And Barbara has been the director of budget for the state of Massachusetts. She's been the port commissioner for the city of New York. She's had a number of different jobs, and neither of us actually have ever really lost a job because we weren't doing a good job, but there are lots of reasons why we've had different jobs. And
I lost two jobs because the gentleman I worked for, who was an elected official, didn't win his election, so I was out on the street, and you never know when your company is going to be acquired by somebody else, or your boss is going to get fired, and so you're on the team that gets shoved out the door, or your company, you know, all those people at Enron thought that they were sitting pretty, and all of a sudden they're not sitting so pretty anymore. So
absolutely.
You never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, you really don't. I mean, you know, one of my companies, several of them were taken over. You never know or when a better job offer is going to come along. So you always need to be job ready, and you need to be in control of your own career.
Exactly. And one of the things that we know is that in the old days, when you had that job for 20 years, the person that you could go to for career advice was a mentor who would sort of always take a new person under their wing and make sure that they were getting good career advice, make sure that they got to the right training programs. The HR department would worry about them. Where right now, Lee, lots of organizations don't even have an HR person who works there full time. It's outsourced. So that HR person isn't looking out for you.
And even when you have a full-time HR person, they've got a different agenda. You may be good at your job. You may be very valuable to them where you are. They're not necessarily interested in you getting on to the next job, and they're certainly not necessarily interested in you getting on to your next job in the time frame perhaps that you would like to see.
And they're sure not interested in making sure that you know what's the most advanced thing in your field. You know, I'm the vice president for management development at Macau. We're a training company. And when I go in and I talk to some HR directors about training and the type of training that their company needs, sometimes the conversation is, great, how do I get it? When do I get it? How do I sign my people up? But a lot of other times the conversation is sort of like, well, what do I want to do training for? Then I just have to pay them more. Well, as an employee, we all know that getting paid more is what we're all looking to do. So if you can't expect your own HR person to be looking out for you, what do you have to do?
You have to take control of your own career. You have to do it yourself. And we are going to be your HR department.
So we're going to be your HR department, or we're going to be that great old guy that took you under his wing and talked to you at the water
cooler. The mentor that's much harder to find these days.
So we're your career doctors. You got to tell us the truth, and we're going to make you better. That's the way it works. This is job medicine. So, Lee, what other benefits from our show are our listeners going to get?
Well, I mean, certainly we're going to teach you how to get more money, to be more satisfied in your job, and to find the job of your dream, the one that's going to make you happy.
And one of the ways that we can know what is going to make you happy is if you tell us. So here's how you reach us. You can reach us at yourcareerdoctors.com, and our email is lee@yourcareerdoctors.com or barb@yourcareerdoctors.com, or you can just go to the website and click on Contact Us, and one of those magic windows will pop up and let you write to anybody.
And we'd love to have your thoughts on what you'd like to see on the show, who you'd like to see on the show, and what areas of your career that you'd like us to focus on.
But if we don't hear from you, you're going to have to go with what we think is important, and that may not be right for your career. So if you want to take control, this is a place to start. It's your doctor's office. You need to tell us what you need us to prescribe for you.
Right. We can't diagnose if you don't tell us what the problem is.
And I'm wondering, Lee, if you can just share the time that you found yourself looking for a new job that was the most surprising to you.
Oh, God. Frankly, when I left Macy's after they were taken over, and I went into basically formed my own consulting firm at that point, what surprised me was that companies were coming to me and trying to bring me back into the corporate world, and one of them actually convinced me to do that, Barney's New York, to become their head of HR, to do a turnaround while they were in bankruptcy. Took me in a whole different direction than I thought I was going to go to, and it actually was the impetus for me to write my first book.
And so what was it that you had in your past that caused you to come to their attention? What made you next job ready?
Well, I mean, basically, I was out there. They knew me. I had the skills that they needed, but because I was out in the community, because I had networked, in other words, that I was out there, visible, they knew to look to me.
That's great. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the skills that you need to stay on top of and the mistakes that people make when we come back from this commercial break. But right now, we're going to take a break. And I hope you won't go away from your radio.
That would be a big mistake.
Because we're going to hear from Ready Minds. Ready Minds is a sponsor of ours that helps people to identify what career they should be in, gives them personal counseling, and identifies the skill they need. So stay with us, and we'll be back.
Feeling alone in your career search? Not sure of which career direction you want to pursue? Maybe you have a direction, but you still need some assistance. An ideal solution would be a personalized career counselor or coach right at your fingertips and phone, wouldn't it? Someone who could immediately relate to you and to your situation, without spending hours upon hours reviewing your experiences? Well, you know what? There is such a thing. Welcome to Ready Minds, an organization created to assist you. Yes, you. One-on-one, in the privacy of your own surroundings, you'll work with Ready Minds online and via the telephone. Whether you need resume assistance, job search assistance, or an industry review, your personalized Ready Mind counselor matches your skills, your values, and your interests to assist in your career planning. You heard me, career planning, not job finding. So let's get serious and find the right career fit, and then locate the best position for you starting today. Take control now. Find your answers. When you're ready, call Ready Minds at 1-800-225-8248 or visit their website at www.readyminds.com. You'll get personalized guarantee from the company's CEO, and if you mention your career doctors, you'll receive a 10% discount.
Well, welcome back. I'm Barbara Jackson, your host at Your Career Doctors, and we're here with Lee Miller.
Glad to be back.
So we're going to talk about the one critical mistake, Lee, that people make when they are looking for a job. What do you think that is?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I guess it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up between not negotiating and not understanding the interviewing process.
Well, I'm not quite sure I get the negotiating part, but boy, the interviewing process, I'm shocked at that. I mean, interviewing is just asking questions and giving answers. What's so hard about that?
Well, actually, that's the big mistake, is people see it as just asking questions and getting answers. The interviewing process actually starts way before you actually walk into that interview room. You know, in fact, if you have a job, you're interviewing for your next job every day because you don't know who your next boss is going to be.
So do I have to just suck up to everybody I see in the hallway?
No, you have to actually figure out where you want your next job to be and focus yourself at getting yourself job ready and then making sure the person or persons who might be your future boss know about you. And then once you get into the interview, there's a real methodology to how to be successful in an interview.
So give me some tips.
Well, basically, the big mistake people make is we just assume you're a good candidate. But there's no such thing as a good candidate or a perfect candidate. It's a good candidate for a particular job. It's not just because you're smart or you have certain skills that are going to make you the person selected for the job. It's about convincing the interviewer that you are the perfect match for the job that they have to fill.
But didn't I do that with my resume? I mean, if I have like you, I mean, you have a law degree from Harvard, you're really smart, you've had all these great jobs. I mean, isn't it obvious that you're the best candidate when you walk in there?
No, it's obvious that I'm qualified for the job. But by the time you get to the actual interview, there are three or four or five candidates, all of whom are qualified for the job. And then it's about finding the right fit. Because people, you know, have basically a very short-term focus. They're always focused on whatever their immediate problem is, and it's your goal when you're interviewing to convince the employer that you can solve whatever they see as their most pressing problem of the moment, because that's what's going to get you hired. And there's a whole methodology. As I said, there are eight real steps in order to get the job, including, at the very end of the interview, asking for the job. That's a big mistake that people make. They don't ask for the job.
You know, it took me a long time to find that out. In fact, when I was going for my first job out of graduate school, I think I probably blew three or four interviews, and I got some feedback from this guy who said, you know, I would have given you that job, but you never really asked me for it. I didn't think you were interested. And I got to tell you, I loved that job. I really wanted that job so much. I thought it was obvious because I was sitting in front of them that I wanted the job. Why else would I be there?
Yeah, sometimes the person who gets the job is the one who shows they really want it the most.
You know, you think that would be obvious, but I guess it's not. I guess that's what you're saying.
Absolutely, and you have to actually show it.
Well, if that's the last step, when does interviewing start? What's the first step?
Well, the interviewing, as I said, starts in terms of you're finding out about who the company is, who the interviewer is, because you can't show that you're the perfect match unless you know what it is that the company is all about, what the interviewer cares about. And that's part of being the perfect match, is finding out about them.
How do you even know who's going to interview you?
Well, one of the ways you do is you call up ahead of time and ask the secretary, the person who set up the interview, who's on the interview list.
So your advice would be, if I have an interview set up at XYZ company, to call them up and say, hi, I'm the 9 o'clock interview. What's the name of the person who I'm going to be meeting with?
No, what I would do is I would call up ahead of time, try to get friendly with the secretary setting up the interviewing process, and say, by the way, who will I be interviewing with when I come in tomorrow? They'll tell you. It's about connecting with that secretary as a person. Secretaries are very valuable in the interviewing process.
And I guess I probably can't ask that secretary, you know, if my interviewer likes a particular type of coffee and bring that in with me. That would be too obvious.
That would be too obvious, but you want to get there early because you're never going to know what that secretary will share with you once you've made that connection. So you want to get there ahead of time and actually have a conversation with the secretary. Find out about the person who will be interviewing with you.
You know, I had that happen to me once in an interview I was going to, and as it turned out, it was an interview for a community board, and as it turned out, the fellow who was doing the interviewing had gone to a college a couple years ahead of me when it was not co-ed, so I had never met him before. And because of that connection alone, we talked about the basketball, and we talked about this professor who both of us had a hard time with, and I think that was probably more important than any of my experience on this getting myself onto this community board.
Oh, it's amazing. It's all about connecting. People are people no matter what the context is, and we forget that. We forget that the secretary, actually, when I was the head of HR, I always asked my secretary what she thought of a candidate, because if the candidate treated her badly, that's not somebody I wanted to hire.
Interesting. So, you know, how do people really learn this? How do we master those 8 steps?
Well, I mean, it starts
First, we need to know what the other 6 are. Yeah.
There you go. But it starts by just learning. You can read books. You can take courses. You can use the products that Macau develops, online and CD-ROM type training, which is very effective. You can do it at home. It's about learning. These are skills that you can learn and you need to learn. And then once you learn them, you have to practice them. You have to practice them. You go out on interviews. Go out on interviews for jobs that you don't really want, just to get practice. Have your friends role play with you about a particular interview. That's going to make you a great interviewer. And again, understanding the steps is the first step towards becoming a great interviewer.
Okay, so let's suppose now I'm a great interviewer. Tell me what a great interviewee. Whatever. I'm good at interviewing. I'm going to get that job.
And you're going to get that job.
And apparently I need to know how to negotiate. I get the interviewing part, and it's a lot more complicated than I really had ever given it too much thought about. But why is negotiating?
Why is that important?
Yeah.
One of the big mistakes you make is not negotiating. Think about this situation. Two people both come out of college at the same time. One says, you know what? You know, they're both offered a job at $25,000. And one person says, that's a great job, I really like it, I'll do a good job, I'll go ask for a raise. The other one says, you know what, this is a really nice job, but there are other jobs out there, and they pay a little better, and ask the person who they're interviewing with, once they're offered the job, if they could possibly give them a little more.
So the first thing this person does is negotiate their salary. They're prepared to...
They're prepared. They know what the market is. They know what other people are offering. They tell, you know, they tell them they want the job. They tell them they're really excited about the job because that's important. But they'd like to see if they could do a little better with the salary. You'd be amazed just asking. Even asking it just that way is what that's going to get to you. So let's just say one time.
So they both get the job.
Both get the job. One gets $5,000 more. One takes the job that's offered at $25,000. The other gets $30,000. Okay?
Okay.
One raise. Let's assume for the rest of their working life, they get the same raises, 3%. At the end of 20 years, the one person who took the job at $25,000 is earning $76,000. The other person is earning $92,000. But each year along the way, the person who is getting $30,000 is getting more money.
Because it's 3% on top of a higher number.
3% on top of a higher number. And each year, that amounts to $360,000. But it's not just they don't just take that money.
Wait, so there's $360,000 by the end of their 20 years.
Yeah, just in salary.
Because of $5,000 at the beginning.
Once. One failure to negotiate.
So that's a really important thing, then, this negotiating.
Oh, but absolutely. And it's much more than $360,000, because when you get more money, you don't stick it under the mattress. Let's say you invest it and even get a minimal 3% raise. Even I can get a 3% raise, a 3% return on my investment, Barbara, with my investing skills. So if you invest it at 3%, you're going to get, you know, that $360,000 is going to amount to over $500,000.
Okay, well,
It's not just salary.
Right, it's pension,
bonus and pension and all those other things. And that ultimately adds up to over $1 million.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about negotiating then some more, because that's pretty critical. But, you know, we're both trainers. Both Lee and I are trainers. And we know that one of the things that we would never do is end a workshop or a seminar and not give you some tips on what to do when we're not around. So we're going to talk about how you can use this when we're not here by going to our website. And we have a product of the week to support you.
Yeah, this week we're going to do one of my favorite things, the first book I ever wrote. It's called Get More Money on Your Next Job.
And who doesn't want that?
Right. It's a very specific how-to, 25 proven strategies for getting more money, better benefits, and greater job security. And we're going to offer that this week for, what are we able to do?
We're able to do $12.75, which is 15% off the retail price. But I think we've got a package, Lee, of your CD for Negotiation Plus and that book. And we just found out that negotiation is really important, so I'm going to get this CD.
So Macau is willing. I was able to negotiate with Macau to put together a package that includes the Get More Money on Your Next Job book and the Negotiation Plus 101, which is not only negotiating in the employment context, but all negotiating all in all aspects of your life.
Including my husband?
Including your husband. And put that package together. It's regularly, those two products would regularly sell for $164, and we're going to be able to offer that on our website to you for only $99.
Wow, plus shipping and handling and
plus
tax,
shipping
I'm
and
sure.
Handling. Yes, absolutely.
Got to get the government in there. So, we have a tip of the week, Lee.
Yes, our tip of the week is it's up to you to take control of your own career, because if you don't do it, somebody else will.
So remember, it's your life, your career, and your choice.